The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up, in 2011, a short flight to look at Christmas lights turned into a tragedy when Lauren Scruggs was struck by the plane's spinning propeller blades.
Someone came running in very quickly and just said, Lauren's been hit by the propeller. I mean, all we could see was fire engines and care flight, and all I had was Jesus at that moment.
A family's journey of survival and true beauty. Next.
Thank you so much. Thanks to all of you here in the audience, and thank you for giving us an opportunity to share life today, so much more than a title. We share life today, where you find it, how you live it, how you share it. I'm James Robison. My wife Betty and I have been sharing life together for nearly 50 years, and we've been sharing life all over the world through ministry for 50 years. Some time ago, I don't remember how many months, or maybe it was a couple of years back, we had a couple, Jeff and Cheryl Scruggs, who had been divorced. And I think for 7 years they were apart and came back together. It was a real miracle. What a beautiful family they have. And they obviously were a couple to remember because of the miracle God worked in their lives. But then we got a shock less than a year ago, watching the news. And someone had gotten in a small plane to just look at the Christmas lights. They were visiting in a home that was right there on the airport. But then the young lady that had ridden in the plane walked in the propeller. Wondered if she was going to live. The whole city prayed. Lauren Scruggs was a girl in the fashion industry, beautiful, captivating. Side of her face hit by the propeller. Obviously, had lost a hand, maybe an arm. Well, Lauren lived. All of us prayed. The church came together all over the Metroplex and all over the world. She's got a book called Still Lolo. That's what everybody called her. And she and her mom are here to tell you what it was like to go through an indescribably horrible experience and how grateful they are for the grace of God, but also for the prayers of people who cared. Would you welcome Lauren and Cheryl Scruggs? Glad to see you. You look good. Yeah, I mean, you're still beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, when you experienced this, you had to wonder, am I changed physically? Because it seemed like people thought the physical beauty was important.
Okay.
Have I lost what people thought made me somebody special? I mean, what was going on in your mind when you realized something terrible had happened? You realize I've really been hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the beginning, it was more of just a shock, and I would just kind of be looking in the mirror even and thinking, I can't believe this actually happened. It's just a crazy story and a crazy thing. And I think just even still today, I mean, as the days go on, it just, I think really has penetrated with me that the Lord has such a bigger purpose besides my appearance and besides all these things, and those really aren't eternal and they're not lasting. And just to use, I think, a story that can relate to a lot of people and use that for His glory and to encourage other people. And so I think that all influenced kind of the difference in the way I was looking. I just realized that's more.
Do you have peace inside now, even though you've been hurt very badly? I mean, you actually lost an eye.
Yeah.
And you had your face hit and you lost a hand. You told us earlier you were proud of your prosthesis.
I love it.
It's very, very beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah. This was incredible. Now, you were there when this happened.
Yes.
Tell us what's going on when you found out something terrible has happened. So it just couldn't happen, but you're hearing about it.
Yeah, I mean, that night, Lauren and I had gone to church together. Normally, we were going as a family, and Jeff was sick that night. And our plans are normally just to go to someone's house after, go out to eat or whatever. And we went to our friend's house that live on an airport. And, you know, it was just kind of a recreational thing that they did is flew planes. They were going up to look at Christmas lights. It was December 3rd. And, you know, I'm just standing in the house, and half the people were outside, and half of us were inside. There were probably 8 or 10 of us. I don't even remember. And someone came running in very quickly and just said, Lauren's been hit by the propeller. And I didn't even know what they were saying at first. I just stood there, and I thought, propeller? How do you get hit by a propeller? And so I couldn't move for a second. I know I must have been in shock. And so I ran outside, and, you know, I could see her laying there. And she was face down. She was in a pool of blood. She wasn't moving at that point, and I couldn't see all the injuries because she was face down. And so what do you do? All I had was Jesus at that moment. And so I just got down on my knees and I put my hand on her, and I kind of felt up near her forehead, and I pulled my hand back and it was full of blood. And so I just said, Lord, you know, I don't know if she's alive or dead or what. And so it was awesome because she started to make noise and she started to just kind of yell and sigh. And I knew at that moment, even though I didn't know everything that was going on with her, God gave me such a peace at that moment. It's just a miracle to me now that she was going to be okay at that moment. And so, I mean, all we could see was fire engines and Care Flight and all these people coming in. And, you know, eventually they took me away from the scene and they put her on a Care Flight. And they wouldn't let me go because they don't let you go in the Care Flight because they need to be taking care of the patient, not the me who was a wreck. And so, you know, I had the same friends were took me down to the hospital. It was a long ride. We were in McKinney and they took her off, and I never talked to Jeff at that moment, but other people were calling him, and so there were friends of ours taking him there. And you know, I just prayed the whole way, and our friend kept saying, who do you want me to call? Who do you want me to call? And I just kept naming off people, I guess. I don't even remember. And so what we found out later is that as Jeff was pulling up with our friend, our best friend, that the Care Flight was landing at the exact same time Jeff was pulling up to Parkland. And they saw her coming down, you know. And so, you know, I got there and, you know, we were all in shock, but by the time I got to the hospital, there were probably 100 people in the waiting room already. And it was just an amazing experience to see the family of God and the church of God just already surrounding us within, it had to have been within an hour's time.
Because you still didn't know at this time if she was gonna live.
Right, yeah. And all we were hoping for at that moment was that we would hear the word stable. That didn't come for a couple of hours, so we didn't really know what was going on there. And so we were just surrounded by people that, you know, loved our family. And you know, my husband and I are in ministry ourselves, and so we're used to doing ministry. But man, the people of God were ministering to us right at the very beginning.
Jeff, you're up here in the audience. Tell me what you felt about the church and the whole community at large, because we were all praying too.
Yeah, it's just been overwhelming, the love, the outpouring of love, and really seeing God's people come alive and just minister to us in so many different ways. I mean, they just took over for us. I mean, that night, there was just teams of doctors coming in and explaining her situation and having me sign releases. I don't even remember what they said. I would just look to my friend Chris or Steve or whoever was there and say, what do I do? And they just sign it, just sign it. Mm-hmm. You know, and people were just doing everything for me. And it was that way. Yeah, I mean, they made meals and brought meals to the house for 10 weeks, and we didn't do anything. And it's like we were allowed to focus totally on just helping Lauren recover.
Well, you're still Lolo. That's what the picture on the book says. She wears her hair in a very stylish way, but she took a real blow here, and she lost this beautiful eye, And she's so beautiful. And she's written the story about tragedy, survival, and she talks about true beauty. Jeff and Cheryl do seminars for couples, and I have an idea there's going to be a kind of a uniting of the whole family to minister. Mm-hmm. There's the website there on the screen. If you'd say, we really love to have this couple come, and perhaps in some way the family even, and minister in our area, I think it'd be great for you to consider prayerfully to do that. Look at the website and pray about it. Lolo, you're still Lolo, and like I said when I first spoke to you, you're still gorgeous. And you realize that the inner beauty is what really matters. What do you think God wants you to say to people? What do you want young people to hear from you in light of what all you've experienced?
I think that I just want to share with especially young girls and just young people in general, just that beauty doesn't define you. And I think I held that so long as an identity, and it really isn't something that is a strong identity. And so I just think I want to encourage them to be confident in themselves and pursue the Lord and persevere through trials and use whatever experience that God brings them to help someone else and really bring God glory and understand his character more through it. And even seeing that Jesus is there in the suffering, like he chose to suffer for us. And so I think just using that to understand him more and his love and grace.
I think you're going to be able to do that. I see you as wanting to be an encourager mm-hmm. to people and encourage them to focus on the right things. Even though you've been through a tough, tragic situation, mm-hmm. you want people to understand that life is bigger than what you see on the outside, yes. bigger than the physical beauty, bigger than the fashion of the clothes. Mm-hmm. It's something inside. And that's what I feel like I hear you say.
Yes.
That's what you want to communicate.
Yes, definitely. I think that... I don't know. Yeah, it's very easy to get self-involved just in life. And I think that even serving other people, I've realized this recently. I'm like meeting with, you know, even like Bethany Hamilton or we've become really good friends. And just being with her, she's like, you need to feel lucky for how much arm you have. And it just puts things into perspective where I'm like, okay, I've been through a lot, but there are so many people that are going through things that are life-changing and possibly even harder. And they may have like families and just every situation is different.
What do you see happening with this beautiful girl?
Oh gosh. Well, she's always been beautiful inside and out to us, but you know, God has really matured her this year. And the fun part for me is it doesn't matter where we go. You know, when she first came home from the hospital, we took our trip to Whole Foods. That's one of our favorite places to go, Lauren and I. And what I noticed is that people were noticing who she was and knew who she was. And so everywhere she goes, people recognize her. And what's so cool about that is that she's so kind to them, and they come up and sometimes people just give you random hugs. Last week she had like four different people in one day and she was having a down day. I mean, you know, we're not through this thing yet.
Sure.
And so we're still having tough days, and she's still having tough days at times. But the spirit of her, which has always been her spirit, which we're so thankful of, because the doctors told us she may never form a full sentence again, or that she may not have the same personality. And so she's all of it and more and more. And so what I see, like you said, her being an encourager, she was already an encourager. And so now I see her encouraging the people that are coming up to her to try to be an encouragement to her. And I just kind of see this big broad picture of her really touching young girls' lives, maybe girls her own age. I guess, you know, me being in ministry myself and really ministering to a lot of women and seeing the insecurities and even, you know, old women like me. And, you know, just that it's not about that. This is about glorifying God with our lives. And, you know, I see her going out doing that.
Well, I think that's the beautiful part of the story. The tragedy is awful, but what God is taking now to continue this story and make it truly beautiful through your daily walk, because like you said, you're still in the recovery.
Right.
You're still on this journey.
Yeah.
But as God directs you and leads you and walks with you, how mm-hmm. he's opening doors up for you even to share Christ with people, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. and to let them see that this is what real life is about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, too, you know, just people that are not believers and how much of an encouragement her story has been. Mm-hmm. Maybe seeing some of the interviews that Jeff and I did early on about, you know, it was all about the Lord. And so just even the influence that's having and watching that and, you know, her going to her fashion weeks and that being an influence on people that don't even know the Lord. So mm-hmm. it's awesome.
I want you to see there's the book, Still Lolo, and she is, but beyond, even a stretched version spiritually and ready to be a help. The thing I think all of us, I know Jeff here in the audience, and then I know both of you, that we really think is important for people to hear is your value as a community of faith. Mm-hmm. I've said it over and over. I think it really illustrates the point. Focused prayer is like taking the power of a mighty river and forcing it through a turbine. Mm-hmm. And that turbine can create enough energy to light up a city. And that's what focused prayer does. Don't you think you felt that?
Oh, my
gosh. You felt
it
at the hospital. You felt it all the way through the journey.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why when we ask you to pray, look, really the way to change America, Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, all the world can be impacted by the power of prayer. Now, we don't just pray, you know, and do nothing. Mm-hmm. We pray and act on the divine guidance from above. Mm-hmm. You had so many people involved. They didn't just say, I'm praying and not care.
Oh.
They took care of you. They yeah. brought you what you needed. They were there around you. Mm-hmm. This is really, listen, this is the way the nation is supposed to be. I wish you'd get this. Mm-hmm. Pharaoh has never been the answer. For heaven's sake, it's uh-huh. bondage.
Right.
God's the answer. His family, the people in a nation, are to be a family for heaven's sake. Mm-hmm. Quit dividing. And let's be together. You are a great illustration of that. And to come through the crisis you went through, looked like it was life-ending, career-ending, future. I mean, but no, look what God's done. Yeah, sure, I've got a few little missing parts here, but I got no missing hearts. I mean, I got the heart of God here, and the heart of God's beating in me, uh-huh. and the heart of God's beating in His family, and that's what the whole world is waiting to see, which is why getting the book, you know, Still Lolo, and bigger, and beyond because of God. Get it. And would you just say thanks to this beautiful family and to the family of God and people who prayed all over the nation, all over the world. I want to encourage you to right now be a part of a miracle. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm talking about a real miracle. And we've got an opportunity to see something happen. We've got kind of the opportunity when Jesus saw the 5,000, they were hungry. And they needed a miracle because all they had was some bread and, you know, some loaves and fish. We got 5,000, got one boy's lunch. Look what God does. We're watching a mighty multiplication right now that will eliminate literally an awful subtraction. I want you to watch what happens every 6 seconds. And then I want you to watch what can happen 6 times over because of a miracle. Listen to Tammy Trent.
Africa, what an incredible place. What beautiful people. Their fight for survival. Oh, how they fight for life. But every 6 seconds, a child here is losing that fight. It's not right. Such injustice. Every 6 seconds, malnutrition takes another child here. It seems hopeless. Is it hopeless? Every 6 seconds. God, what are you saying here? What is your heart for this situation? Every 6 seconds. You're bigger than this. I know your arms are long enough. Every 6 seconds. Rescue them. We have to rescue them. What is my part? Another child. We have to stop it. It's not hopeless. It can't be hopeless. But another one. This isn't an incurable disease. It's food. It's so simple. It's food. God, if there's anywhere in the world that your heart runs to, I know this is it. These innocent children. Oh, how you love them. We can do this. I know it's your will. We can do this. Please, help us turn back the clock.
I don't know, Abbott, if you noticed, but while Tammy was talking and really praying and crying out for help in behalf of the children, she's the beautiful singer that lost her husband not long after being married. He was a swimmer and yet just went out for a swim and never came back. And she's so precious. But while she was talking about those children going, every 6 seconds, one dies from malnutrition. And you saw those pictures. Every 6 seconds, a child would disappear from the frame. 12 children disappeared. Every 6 seconds, while I'm talking. We really are the answer to the heart cry of the parent of the child and those children, to the ache and the heart cry of the child. We're the answer. We're the answer to the prayer, to the need, and we can be the hands of God, the hands of Jesus. And Jesus said, if you do it to the least of these overlooked, forgotten, feed them, care for them, clothe them, you've done it to me as directly as it's possible. Would you right now in the last days of this mission feeding emphasis where we're feeding hundreds of thousands of children, but I want you to think of them as those individuals, not as just a huge crowd. It's a huge crowd because the missionaries have found them. And because we said, we will help you because we knew you would help. Otherwise, it would only be talk. So we're asking you to dial the number. Take your bank card and use it like a check. $30. $50, $100, no gifts too small, no gift too large. I'm praying there'll be people today who'll say, I'm gonna write a check for several thousand dollars. Thank God there are people that write one for $10,000. Many who will write a $1,000 check, I pray you do today. And many who will write the $100. I'm always gonna press for the largest amount to reach the largest number of children and to help them. But here's a wonderful thing you need to know. We have been offered a $3.8 million food grant. This just comes like a miracle from God. All we have to do is guarantee the delivery of it. But that's going to require an extra $640,000 above what we had anticipated having to raise, which means we've got to complete raising the funds for all those children the missionaries have in place. And now we're just trying to put the food in their hands and the lives of those children. We need another $640,000. 600 people could make a gift today. 640 give $1,000, we'd have it. Let me tell you what can happen today that's so incredible. Whatever you give will be multiplied six times. Because if we can raise that $640,000, we get $3.8 million. That means $100 becomes $600, $1,000 becomes $6,000. Whatever you can do, it's kind of like multiplying the bread and fish. It really is a miracle answer to prayer. But it only comes to pass if you offer what you have in your hand. That's how it happens. Give me what you have. I'll multiply it. Would you do it? Dial the number, take the bank card, make the best gift you can. You can go to lifetoday.org and make the gift. We have some special gifts to send you to say thank you, to bless you as you help us bless others. Thank you so much for doing it.
At this very moment, children are drawing what could be their last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Today, you can help stop the cycle of death. You can help save a life. Life's Mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 400,000 suffering children in remote areas of Africa. And now we have a miracle opportunity. A $3.8 million food grant has been offered to us for our mission and relief efforts. All we have to do is guarantee we can deliver the food at a cost of $640,000. This means your gift today can now have six times the impact. $30 to help feed three children can have a $180 impact. $50 for five children can have a $300 impact. And $100 to help feed 10 children can have a $600 impact for feeding. With your gift, you can receive James Robison's newest book, God of All Creation. Through his personal observations of animals and wildlife, James shares heartwarming stories and spiritual lessons of God's love and grace. With your gift of $125 to help feed 10 children, you may request the new Jesus Calling Devotional Bible, featuring 260 scripture insights from the author of the Jesus Calling Devotional, Sarah Young. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help save the lives of 100 children, which today can have a $6,000 impact. And you may also request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I don't know if you can see just how long this line is. There are hundreds of kids, and they're lined up to get a bowl of food, which they get every day. But I know, Betty, a prayer of yours too is that our line would be greater than their line. You know, that we would run to get in line to say, pick me, I want to help, I want to do something. That's our prayer today, is that just like these children are running to get in line to get a bowl of food, that you would also consider running in line right now and partnering with us, Life Outreach Mission Feeding Program. This is where life begins, and we get the chance to make that happen for them. Won't you join with me today?
You know, we've got that opportunity of seeing a gift multiplied six times. We're sending this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lion and the lamb. I love it. That is a majestic, majestic animal and a little lamb. The Lion of the Tribe of Judah and the Lamb of God. We're sending this to those of you who will make a gift of $1,000 to help us with this mission feeding outreach. Be multiplied six times right now. And then, of course, we've got the God of All Creation book. We've got the beautiful Bible. And I can promise you, when you get this book, as a matter of fact, you ought to go ahead and get several copies. Go ahead and go online or go to the bookstores. I got to get one for every person I know that loves their pet. And they need to see the life lessons God's wanting to teach them. You're gonna get your heart blessed. Thank you for helping us save the lives of children. I want to remind you again, still Lolo, all a miracle. Praise God for Lauren Scruggs. Would you say thanks to the Scruggs family for being here? Lauren, Cheryl, thank you and bless you. We love you. Thanks to all of you who prayed for this family and continue to. And thank you for helping us save the lives of precious little starving children and their families. God bless all of you.
Connect with Life Today through your favorite social media sites. Just go to lifetoday.org and click Connect. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.